Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike's on. He's ready to go.
On the Fan.
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on. Mike's on.
He'll get you the sports any way that he can. It's Mike Francisco.
From the studios of WFAN, this is Mike's On, Francesa on the Fan on this Football Friday, but also very much a Baseball Friday here on the fifth day of October. And if you're a sports fan, you wait all year for this, to have this kind of a Friday as you look forward to a football weekend, despite the way the Jets and the Giants are going right now. And you look ahead to what is the best that baseball can offer, which is the start of a Yankee-Red Sox playoff series. You know what? They are few and far between. They are as precious can be, and one begins this evening. And not only that, between teams that combined to win 208 regular season games, let's say give the Red Sox their due, the division title, and 108 of those belong to the guys from Boston as they get ready for this series. But the Yankees, underdog as they should be this evening, underdogs as they should be for the series, but very, very live in that regard, and they match up very, very well against the Red Sox. Sale and Happ, and right off the bat, we will solve one of the mysteries of the Red Sox. Mystery two for them is the bullpen. Mystery one for them is Sale. Is Sale healthy? He's a brilliant pitcher. He's a great, overpowering talent. Is he healthy? Can he go any distance in this game? And that is a question we will answer right off the bat. You'll hear the press conferences today. We'll do everything you expect as we preview the game, take you right up to it. You'll hear the game on the Fan tonight. Listen, I expect you to be watching this game. But if you can't watch it, you have somewhere to go. You got to be in the car. You have to work. Whatever, you flip it on the Fan and you got the radio and you got the radio call in baseball. You don't ever feel cheated when you're getting baseball on the radio. Other sports you do. Baseball you don't. You can listen and really play a baseball game out in your mind and not feel like you're getting cheated. You're right up to date. You can almost feel it and hear it and sound it. And, you know, you can feel the sounds. You can feel the emotions and you can hear it. So, obviously, you want to watch it if you can. You like to be there first. You like to watch it second. And if you have to listen to it, that's okay, too. It'll be on the Fan, as will all the playoff games starting this evening. We got a lot of stuff to do today and a lot of ground to cover, and we have a lot of stuff to give you guys, okay? We're going to give you a subscription to my Mike's on app. We'll talk more about that later. We're going to give you a chance to win Giant Eagle tickets. We're going to give you a chance to win Yankee Red Sox Game 3 Monday evening tickets from the stadium. Game 3 is Monday night. Game 4 is Tuesday night. Game 5 would be back in Boston Thursday night. I have three sets of tickets to give you in the 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, and 5 o'clock hours today. So you have to be listening to know when I'm going to say, let's go, give you a chance to win those precious tickets to the Yankee Red Sox game. So we got all that to do today, and guests and press conferences and everything else. Of course, we'll get to the football with the Giants. Banged up still, no Vernon. Maybe Eli Apple's going to play practice today. Maybe Latimer's going to play practice today. Beckham calling out the Giants a little bit today. We'll get to all that. The Jets, who've got a bit of a crisis going on now with one of their coaches, their defensive coordinator. We'll get to that as they get ready to play the Broncos. Both teams struggling as they hit October. Very important games, very pivotal part of their season. But it starts, of course, with the Yankees and the Red Sox. Happ and Sale, as soon as we have the lineup, we will give it to you. We have the roster, 12 pitches. I'll run it down for those of you crazy that want the roster and know the roster that well. I will give it to you. And again, no surprises. on the roster. Really nothing there that would surprise you really in any way, as you would expect. 12 pitches for the Bombers on the roster. Two catches and the regular assortment of guys you would expect. The pitchers are Betances, Britton, Chapman, Green, Happ, Holder, Lynn, Robertson, CeCe, Severino, Tanaka, and Tarpley. The catches, two. Of course, Sanchez and Romine. The infielders, you have your starting infield, followed by Walker and Echevarria, who is there to play defense, especially at third base, and to be there for Didi if something goes on with him. And then your regular complement of outfielders from Gaudy and Giancarlo to then the three starting outfielders, McCutchen, Judge, and Hicks. So there's your roster. No Bird, no Torres, 12 pitchers. No Sonny Gray. You didn't expect. So the headlines there on the roster. No Gray, you expected him to be off it. No Bird, you expected him to be off it. Torres, no Torres because you have Echevarria, and he is the guy they brought in for defensive purposes. Two catches, Romine and Sanchez, and then everything you would expect otherwise. So that's where you are with the roster. No surprises, nothing at all on the roster there. Just about what you would expect from the Bombers as we get ready. You know what the lineup's going to be. I could give it to you by rote right now. It's not important. You know there's no surprises there. You know what the lineup's going to be. It's going to be the same guys you saw the other day. That's it. It's going to be the lineup pretty much against righties and lefties. It's going to be the lineup. They might bounce guys around a little bit as far as moving them around. But other than that, it's going to be the same guys in the lineup as they take on Sale with Happ this evening. For the Yankees, the question marks. The pen, which some people have declared who from a distance looking at it and say, wow, on paper, this could be as good and as deep as a bullpen it's ever been. Hey, it's not a great bullpen yet. Does it have the ability to be a great bullpen? Yes. Is it a great bullpen? Not even close. You don't know if Chapman is at his best. You know Britton hasn't been at his best. Robertson he's got a lot of guts. You just wonder about how healthy he is. He's got a tired arm. Green has been good, not great, but good. And Betances has been good and even surprised the way he brought him in the other day. So that's the Yankee bullpen. It can be overpowering. Will it be? We'll see. Is Chapman the automatic closer? Sounds like he is, but let's see how he handles it. Now on the other side, the biggest issue for the Red Sox, Sale's health and their bullpen. How will their bullpen perform? They've had some hitters down the stretch who haven't been great, but they got some guys who light up when they see the Yankees. Their infield defense, not great. Same thing with the Yankees. Infield defense, not great. Biggest issue for the Yankees is, without question, the bullpen, both sides, although the Yankees have a big edge there in talent. The other thing is, last time, the Red Sox embarrassed the Yankees with their running game. Can the Yankees curtail that running game? Because it really was a major factor, and it embarrassed the Yankees. The Red Sox are a team that can beat you with base hits. They got a lot of big hitters. They got a lot of 300 hitters. They're built differently than the Yankees. They can single and double you to death. They don't have to hit on a bunch of home runs. They can beat you with their speed. And they have done that to the Yankees. So that is going to be very, very important. Can the Yankees from the start curtail that running game? Is there pressure on the Red Sox? Absolutely. You win 108 games. You've struggled in the playoffs in recent years. You got a lot to prove. Is there pressure on the Yankees? Not as much. But listen, when you win 100 games, and last year you went very deep and you were about to go to a World Series, you were right there. You were so close you could touch it. And you didn't get there. Well, then a lot was expected this year. Now, down the stretch, the Yankees, although they won 100 games, they had their issues. They had unhealthy players. They had question marks. A lot of them have worked out the right way. As Boone said to me the last time I talked to him, hey, I feel like we're healthier than we've been all year. Well, they look good. And Judge leading the way. You have two of the premier players in baseball here, in Betts and Judge. They are complete. They are on the verge of superstardom. They are guys who can really make a big difference. And while Betts is that good, it's Martinez who has made the difference for the Red Sox. While I think Judge is clearly the guy who makes it go for the Yankees, I don't think there's any question. When he's on his game, he makes a huge difference for this club. So here you are, two teams, each won 100 games. Two teams thinking that this is their year, this is their October, and it's right there. And you know what? There was a time when we got very used to, we used to make plans around the Yankee October, knowing that it was going to be a very, very eventful, very full October of Yankee baseball. We got spoiled on that. That dried up. It went away. They've been back in the playoffs 1 year, go to the wild card and lose. Nothing was expected. Nothing happened. Now, last year, they got on a run, and this town ate it up. Ate it up like it hadn't since the late 90s. Ate it up. Didn't act like it was something that was their birthright. Didn't act like it's something that got to be blasé. No, they ate it up last year. And you could tell the other night at the stadium that this group, this generation of fans who have waited for a championship, it's been a long time between championships, they are ready for this. They are ready for the Red Sox. They are ready for this team to take that step, and it's right there. So here's what you hope for. First of all, you got a great sports day. You got four games. You got really good teams, classic teams playing in the American League. I mean, the Indian Astros series is a great series. I mean, it really is. Right now, in that game, you're in the fourth inning, no score between the Indians and the Astros. A class, either one of those teams, every bit, every inch, every ounce as good as the Yankees and the Red Sox. And then the National League, where Milwaukee and the Dodgers have drawn first blood. For the Braves, hey, they're playing with house money. No one expected them here. They're here way ahead of schedule. So if they get beat by the Dodgers, so be it. They had a great year. They have Kershaw coming in this evening. For Colorado, they'd like to do better, but they lose a tough game last night. You know that? Brewers are good. I think the Brewers have something special cooking right now. I think they have it going. But they'll play this afternoon looking to take a commanding lead in that series. And then all eyes will turn to the Yankees and the Red Sox, 7:32 this evening, after 8 tomorrow night. Plenty of football, college football over the weekend, NFL tomorrow, baseball wall to wall. It doesn't get any better than this. Back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.